Hello and welcome to the Crisis Point Podcast. I'm Eric Sammons, your host and the editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. Before we get started, I just want to encourage people to like and subscribe to the channel. I'd really appreciate that. However you watch it or listen to it, that lets other people know about it. We've been growing very quickly, I feel, this year. And so I do appreciate everybody who has already subscribed and liked the videos and the podcast. So continue to do so. Thanks. Okay, so I lied last week. Well, I wouldn't say I lied last week, but last week on the Crisis Point Live, talked about COVID, and I was like, I don't want to keep talking about this. Hopefully, it's the last time I'll talk about it for a while. Well, 1 week goes by, and already I'm talking about it again. And I think we know why I'm talking about it, because of President Biden's new vaccine mandate, which I'm going to get into in a little bit. But the truth is, I'm not that apologetic about talking about it again. And I imagine I'll continue to talk about it in the future at times when it's applicable. Because the very fact is that, you know, we're Crisis Point. We're the Crisis Magazine. We talk about the crisis in the culture and in the church. So in the world and in the church. And there's no question that COVID is the crisis of our time. More specifically, I would say the response to COVID is the crisis of our time. And it's a crisis both impacting the world and the church in radical ways. And I honestly believe that history will show, when we look back, and history will show and will tell us who resisted and who complied. And I think as Catholics, we need to be on the side that resisted. Because the truth is, we're on a path to fascism. I know that's a type of statement that turns off a lot of people. In fact, I know for years, somebody saying that would have turned me off. Yet I don't see how we can deny it at this point, because fascism is the state taking over every aspect of society, particularly taking over businesses or influencing businesses. And I don't think, by the way, we're fascist already. Maybe down in Australia, they're becoming that way, or New Zealand. But here in America, we're not at full-blown fascism. But the fact is, something like fascism, just like communism, it's a spectrum. It's not on-off switch. So it's not a matter of, okay, you're either fascist or you're not. It's, are you moving in that direction? And we're clearly moving in that direction. Because the truth is that when it comes to large companies, which is what we're going to talk about here with the mandate, there is no such thing anymore as a truly private company, a private business, when you're talking about these larger companies, because either they're regulated to death by the federal government, by the state government, by their local governments, or they're receiving funds from the federal government, the state government, and local governments for various things. And so they're beholden to the government. So the fact is that these so-called private businesses aren't making these decisions as truly private free market businesses. They're making them as part of an ever-growing government reach over them, which is what fascism is. It's the state taking over everything. Look how Mussolini defined it. That's how it runs. And so a great example of that just happened last week. Podcasting today is September 14th, Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross 2021. And so just last week, a few days ago, President Biden announced his path out of the pandemic, his COVID-19 action plan. It included a number of things, and I want to talk about it a little bit. First of all, let's make sure we're clear about what it did. The number one thing that everybody knows by now is that he directed OSHA, which is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to require all employers with 100 or more employees to ensure their workforce is fully vaccinated, or require any workers who remain unvaccinated to produce a negative test result on at least a weekly basis before coming to work. Now, we could get in the whole debate, whole discussion about this being unconstitutional, but honestly, that's a joke now. Everything the federal government does practically is unconstitutional if you really understand the Constitution. So, of course, it's unconstitutional. The question is, will courts decide if it's unconstitutional? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, they did. The nice thing was the completely unconstitutional mandate from the CDC telling all landlords that you could not evict anybody right now. That was under the Trump administration. That was eventually taken down by the courts. And so that's a good thing. So maybe it will be, maybe it won't. But the fact is that Biden wants, is putting pressure to the federal government on every employer of 100 or more employee, with 100 or more employees, telling them you have to require vaccinations or weekly tests. Now, it also did a few other things, his action plan. President Biden also is requiring all federal executive branch workers to be vaccinated. I think he knew he couldn't try to force congressional, the legislative branch or the judicial branch to be vaccinated, but he is requiring them. But also, every employee of a contractor that does business with the federal government. I used to work in Washington, D.C. area. I worked for a contractor of a contractor. And so I was a subcontractor. So it'd be very interesting to see how far down that goes. So, for example, I did work that eventually went to, that was used by, this is when I was in software development, used by a federal agency. So would I have been required to be vaccinated even though I was a couple levels down? I wasn't working for the contractor. I was a subcontractor. I was doing work for them, but I wasn't an employee. So it'd be interesting to see, but that's another mess. But also it says that they're going to require COVID-19 vaccinations for workers in most healthcare settings that receive Medicare or Medicaid reimbursement. I mean, that's almost all healthcare settings, including but not limited to hospitals, dialysis facilities, ambulatory surgical settings, and home health agencies. And so, for example, if you have an elderly parent who has somebody come into their home to help them out, that person is going to be required to be vaccinated. It also calls on entertainment venues like sports arenas, large concert halls, and other venues where large groups of people gather to require that your patrons be vaccinated or show a negative test for entry. Now, it doesn't require this. It calls on them. But we all know what that means. Again, if you're running a major stadium in a city, you are beholden to the government for so many things, for just permits, for trying, maybe you get new park, you want new parking, and so you're going to need to work through the government. So when he calls on, when President Biden calls on these places to do it, there's a lot of pressure on them to do it. And then also, I thought this was interesting. It says that they're saying the OSHA requirement of employers with more than 100 employees be vaccinated also requires them to provide paid time off for the time it takes for workers to get vaccinated, which in most cases is like, you know, 20 minutes down the street at the local CVS. But it also says, or to recover if they are under the weather post-vaccination. It's an admission that people get sick after they get vaccinated. They also have a section on protecting the vaccinated, which is, of course, just illogical to the extreme. If the vaccine works, why do you need to protect them? I mean, the whole thing is backwards. Shouldn't it be the unvaccinated who should be protected? But it said recent data indicates there's only it says while so-called breakthrough infections among this group of the vaccinated do happen, they remain the exception. In fact, recent data indicates there's only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per week. And of course, they're pulling this number out of a hat because nobody knows. They're not really tracking this because they don't want to track it. They don't want to track how many of the vaccinated are getting sick and how, because it might show how worthless the vaccine is from health perspective. I know, for example, Franciscan University of Steubenville, they just announced a new mask policy for 2 weeks, which I won't get into how dumb that is, but they also mention that in their positive test, 25% of the positive tests were people who were vaccinated. So they were the breakthrough infections, which is a really high number, particularly considering at somewhere like Steubenville, you're actually going to have a low number of people who are vaccinated compared to the general population, I'd be willing to bet. And yet still 25% of all positive cases are vaccinated people. Also, I just tweeted this morning a chart from the number of cases. Look up the number of cases, COVID cases in Israel since COVID started. Israel is the most vaccinated nation in the world, I believe. I know it's really high up there. They have a very high vaccination rate. And what you see is the number of cases have spiked in the last month. And so I don't claim to be a doctor. I don't claim to know medicine. I'm not claiming that vaccines are causing people to get it. I'm not saying they're not either. I don't know. I just know the fact remains that people who get vaccinated are getting COVID. And that's just can't be denied. How often and how much, I don't know. Anyway, that's an aside. So Biden's plan, the number one thing is that it requires employers with 100 more employees to require the vaccination. In my mind, this is a line in the sand. We're no longer talking about it's coming. No, it's here. What do I mean by it? I mean the ability to live as a faithful Catholic in this country and go about your business without threat of having to violate your conscience is no longer with us anymore. Because for so many people now, so many Catholics, so this in fact impacts millions of people. In fact, they said, Biden himself says it impacts over 80 million workers in private sector businesses with 100 plus employees. So if you're working for a Fortune 500 company, you have to get vaccinated. Heck, if you're working for a small, basically a mid-sized business that has 150 employees, you have to get vaccinated. I remember my first job out of college, it was working for a company that had about 200 employees. It felt like a small company, a small business, because we had about 100 employees at the office I worked at, and then they had a couple satellite offices around the country. That felt like a small business, but yet they are going to be required to require the vaccine, to mandate the vaccine with their employees. And so this, to me, is a line in the sand. We're no longer talking about it's coming, it's here. It truly is here. Now, again, I want to make sure I'm clear about something. We're talking about a spectrum here. We're not talking about an on-off switch when it comes to things like fascism, persecution, communism, those type of things. I'm not saying we're living in Nazi Germany. I'm not saying we're living in communist Soviet Union in the 1920s either, or anything like that. I am saying, though, if you read history, if you look at how those places developed, they didn't happen overnight either. And so these are the type of steps that are taken that eventually lead to a truly fascist state. And so as Catholics, we have to recognize that these are the type of steps. This is a major step in that direction, if this is allowed to stand. Now, fortunately, some governors, for example, the governor of South Dakota, I assume DeSantis in Florida, although I didn't hear this, I think the governor of South Carolina and Arkansas, I assume Texas, they all said, no, we're not going to stand for this. We're going to sue the federal government. Now, I always wonder, how far will they go? Will they stop, for example, OSHA officials from coming into businesses and tracking this? What will they do to prevent this? How far will they go? Because at this point, I really think they have to just say, no, you're not allowed in there. You're not allowed to go in and check and confirm whether or not these people are vaccinated or not. And so we have a situation, though, where a lot of Catholics, a lot of faithful Catholics, their jobs are at risk. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. I don't know. I mean, I think there's like 80 million people who haven't been vaccinated yet in America. I don't want to say yet because hopefully a lot of them won't be. I think there's 80 million people. How many of them are faithful Catholics who, doesn't matter what the reasons are, like health-wise, they have a religious objection to it? And will they be allowed? Like, for example, Biden's rule does not state whether or not there's a religious exemption. Perhaps it is just based on the fact that you can just get tested, supposedly. We'll talk about that in a minute, too, the testing. So what should Catholics do? What should faithful Catholics do in response to this edict from dictator Biden that's telling us we have to be vaccinated if we want to work for a company that's over 100 employees? Okay, a couple things. First, I want to address three different groups of people. I want to address employers, faithful Catholics who are employers of a company with 100 or more employees or even smaller. Two, I want to address Catholic employees, people who are working in these situations. And three, I want to address all the rest of us, those of us who are fortunate not to be in a company with 100 or more employees. We have something to do as well. So first, employers. The number one word I would just say is resist. Resist. Do not comply. Do everything you can not to comply. Now, I mean, simply don't enforce it. I saw the Daily Wire. They had, I think their CEO, president, or somebody who's in charge of the Daily Wire. I think they're in Nashville. They said, we're not going to comply with this. It's interesting because I believe they're the ones who moved out of California to get out of craziness and move to Nashville, Tennessee to hopefully get some sanity. And now, of course, if you're in America, the long arm of the federal government is going to come after you. And so they said they're not going to comply. That's what if you're a Catholic employer with 100 or more employees, just simply do not comply. Now, I know it's easy for me to say this, harder for you to do it. You're going to need legal representation. You're going to need to help out. In fact, when I get to the point about what everybody else needs to do, if you're a lawyer, you need to If you're a Catholic lawyer, you need to help them, support them as best you can. I also suggest for employers, contact your local politicians. You represent a major tax base for them. You need to tell them, no, we're not doing this. And you need to do everything you can, local congressman, local state official, whatever, local mayor, whoever the case may be. You need to do everything you can to protect our business, because otherwise we're either going to go out of business or we're going to leave. And that's the other thing employers should look to do. Look to move your company to places where you might have more protection. I mean, like I said, Daily Wire moved from California to Tennessee, I believe. And obviously it doesn't solve all the problems. They're still having problems. But look to the states that are resisting, that have a history of resisting this. So your South Dakotas, your Floridas, your Texas, other places like that, look to move your business there. I know that's a huge deal. But the fact is, it might be necessary. You might have to do this in order to keep your business afloat and not compromise your principles. It might be what's necessary. It's better to move your company to another state than to go out of business, right? Now, again, moving to another state doesn't solve all your problems because this is a federal mandate. But hopefully other places, you know, there'll be some states that will enforce it more than others. You know, if you're in New York State, you're in California, you're in Oregon, somewhere like that, they're going to enforce it as much as possible. They're going to let the federal government just walk in and do it. In fact, they're probably going to have their state officials do it as well. So that's what I would say to employers, resist every way you can. Now, I just want to be clear about something. When I say resist, I'm not talking about violence. Talking about nonviolent resistance. Do everything you can. When I say resist, do not comply. I'm talking about nonviolence. I'm not talking about violent options. So I just want to make sure that's very clear for the thick-headed people who are listening, or people who are listening just in order to try to find a gotcha that you can shut us down. I'm not talking about violence. Okay, so that's employers, resist. How about employees? You're working at a Fortune 500 company. You're working at just a mid-sized company with 200 employees, and your company you believe is going to go along with the mandate. What I would say is try to gum up the works as much as possible. First, don't tell them whether or not you can get the vaccine to the last possible moment. Don't quit. Do not, if they say either get the mandate or you have to resign, don't do either. Say no. No, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to get the vaccine. Just make them fire you. Now, I do understand that doing that jeopardizes unemployment benefits. And so I get that. And by the way, these are advice, general advice for people. Every individual has to apply it in their individual situation. I get that you're a father of seven, the only breadwinner. You have no other source of income. This is your, and you live paycheck to paycheck for whatever reason. I get that you're in a different situation than somebody who is single, maybe 25 years old, working for a big company, and they can easily find, and they're a computer programmer, let's say, they can easily find another job. I get those situations are different. That being said, the handwriting is on the wall. If it's not going to be this, it's going to be something else. And so you need to do everything you can to find other work. Start looking for another job. Frankly, start looking for a place that you can work where you're going to be less susceptible to these type of things. There's nowhere it's going to be 100%, but you can find places, maybe different states, smaller companies, things of that nature. Perhaps as an employee, let's say you work at a big company like a P&G or something like that, Procter & Gamble, something like that. Maybe you can gather people together and start your own business in your expertise. Maybe you have an area of expertise and you and like five other people can start your own company that's going to be a small company that you can set your own rules then. I've started two different companies of my own, actually more than that, three or four different companies, if you count them all. I have worked for a small business, a startup before, also besides one that I started up myself. Trust me, if I can do it, you can too. It's not that hard to start up a company. It's very hard to get it successful. I mean, I still remember the first company I started, we had some venture capital start off. We were about 6 months into it. And we basically were at a point where we had signed a contract, but we needed the check from the person. From the client. If we didn't get it by a certain day, we were going to basically go under. And we literally got the check, I think the day before. I don't think it was the day. I think it was a Friday. We got on a Thursday. And that kept us going. And then we were able to be successful after that. So I know it's not super easy to continue it, but I'd say if you have expertise, you have other people you can go into business with, do that. Start your own business. I also think here's an interesting point. So we have the test that supposedly if you take the weekly test, a friend of mine said he's not going to get the test because he doesn't trust them not to be manipulated, to use against them. Maybe they'll say, oh, it's positive, even though it's not. And so you can't, you have to get the vaccine or whatever the case may be. He just doesn't trust it. And I don't blame him. I really don't blame him. That might sound paranoid, but I don't blame him. But I do think refusing to take the test is a good thing, because what we need to do is we need to do everything we can to resist the COVID regime. And I get that doing these type of things will make the HR department at your company, it'll make it a nightmare for them. And they might be, you know, might be Sally works there and she's super nice and she doesn't do anything wrong. She thinks all this stuff is bad too, but she goes along with it, and you shouldn't be making her life easier. I have a friend who works at a professor at a university who's mandating vaccines, and she doesn't want to get it. And so I was talking to her about it, and she's like, what? And like they have the mandate begins in the middle of the semester. I'm like, what are they going to do if you just say no? They're going to fire you in the middle of a semester, and also now your class isn't going to be taught anymore. It just makes no sense. So I said, just don't take it, and don't even bother telling them. Just wait until they come to you. And she's like, well, I'm afraid if, you know, I quit in the middle of the semester, or they got rid of me in the semester, it really hurt the students. I'm like, I'm sorry, but you have to resist the COVID regime. There are bigger issues in whether or not your student body, you know, the 30 kids you teach are going to be put out a little bit. You think the university is just going to let them not be taught the rest of the semester? No, of course not. But we need to resist. So if you're an employee, you need to not go along as much as possible. So don't even tell them you're not vaccinated. Don't go to the test. Just continue to not do it. And yes, you might get fired for this. But if enough people do it, they can't fire everybody. They can't fire everybody. I mean, most places are dying for workers. They're dying for people. And so we call, hopefully their bluff, then they won't get rid of you. They just simply won't enforce it. Okay, so that's employees. So employers resist. Employees don't go along with it. Everyone else. How about all of us who are not in this situation? I think, honestly, we need to be praying. We need to be fasting for our brothers and sisters who are in this situation. I mean, this is the whole point of the body of Christ. Am I right? I mean, this is why we're a community, why we're a church. And so what we have to do is we have to support our brothers and sisters who are in these situations, who are possibly losing their job. I know my wife, for example, she's been writing professionally. She writes resumes for people. She's been doing for 7 years. This is like a little side gig. She writes resumes. She put on Facebook today. She's like, if you lose your job because of vaccine mandate, I'll help you do your resume for free. That's the type of things we have to do. We have to support our brothers and sisters materially, not just yes through our prayers and fasting, number one, but also through other means as well, through material support. And yes, that means money sometimes. We might have to help them out. Let's say, for example, a friend loses a job and their car breaks down and you're a mechanic. Fix their car for free. Just say, hey, I'll help you out, brother. I'm going to fix your car. I'm not going to charge anything. I'll just maybe charge you for some of the parts or whatever. Or maybe if you can afford it, pay for the parts as well. There's a perfect example of how we can help our brothers and sisters. These are the type of things we have to do. We have to band together to help those who are in danger of losing their job or have lost their job. We have to help them materially. Do whatever we can. Hire them for your small business. You own a small business, hire them for it. Help them with meals. Let's say they lost their job. Bring a meal over. I know it's a small thing, but it's something. They don't have to pay for that meal that night, at least. Gather your parish together to bring them meals every evening for a while. It helps a little bit, but it does help. It also lets them know that people are there for them. A member of a men's group I'm part of lost his job, and he put out an email saying, you know, guys, I'm just sorry, but I lost my job. And a bunch of people were like, hey, I'll help you out. They tried to give him leads for jobs. That's the type of thing we have to do. I also would say for all the rest of us, don't do anything to support the COVID regime unless absolutely necessary. Here's an example of that. I have a business trip coming up, and I was going to fly there. And I bought my plane tickets, and then I thought about it, and I thought, of course, you have to mask on all airlines right now. And I thought, wait a minute, here I am saying we have to resist the COVID regime. We have to do everything we can unless absolutely necessary not to comply with it. And here I am. I'm going to just go put on my mask and fly on a plane. So I canceled my flight and rented a car. I'm just going to drive and said, yeah, it's a little bit of a long drive, but I'd rather do that than fly. Now, I'm not saying anybody who wears a mask at any time is doing something sinful. No, each person in individual situation. For example, if all of a sudden my daughter had to go to the hospital and I had to be there with her and they made me wear a mask to be there with her, I'm putting on a mask for that. I get it. But there's things we can do. We can make sacrifices in order to resist the COVID regime as much as possible. Don't patronize businesses that require masks. I went to the dentist today. First time I've been to this dentist, and it was great. They were not, there's a couple people working there with masks, a couple people were in the waiting room mask, but the lady at the reception area did not have a mask on. The cleaning person didn't have a mask on until she started actually cleaning me, which is an actual, a real application of the mask. So if a restaurant requires vaccination to enter, well, okay. Or a negative test result, well, you don't go to that restaurant. If a sports team requires it, you don't patronize that sports team in any way. And let them know why. I know, for example, somebody who she supports this Catholic group, and they were going to have an in-person conference, or maybe it was a fundraiser, I don't know. And they decided to go virtual because they're afraid of COVID. And she just said, no, I'm not. And she wrote them, I'm not going to support you because you're just buying into the lie that COVID is this plague that we all have to make go crazy for. I'm not going to support that panic. And I was like, yeah, good for you. That's exactly what you should do. So we have to form communities of support among ourselves and really support those who are directly impacted by this. We're all impacted by it in small ways, but we have to, we really have to support our brothers and sisters. Okay, I got a number of comments let me go ahead and go through some of these. Thank you very much for people who have commented in the live chat. Let me just kind of go through some of these. Okay, I'm just going to read a few of them too. Andrew says, if we succumb to the demands of the tyrant communist leaders and enablers, then we deserve the results. I fought against and continue, so I don't wear masks nor have I been vaccinated. God bless you, Andrew. That's exactly right. This is how they win, is if we just simply comply. And you see so many people doing it. They just unthinkingly put their mask on. They unthinkingly get something injected into them. Again, I'm not getting into the health aspects of the vaccine. I'm just simply saying that people are just complying because they're told to do so. And when you have a tyrant, a fascist government, you can't do that. Okay, Virginia says, why not provide funding and encourage research to find treatments for COVID-19? Shouldn't realize this virus, like the flu, is going to be around for a long time. Yeah, great point, Virginia. I agree completely that what we need to do is, I mean, the church said, when it talked about abortion-containing vaccines, you know, 15 years ago, before we had the politics of COVID, it said we need to do everything we can to support vaccines that are not abortion-containing. Now, that's the thing is, I'm not anti-vaccine. Look at Crisis Magazine today. There's a great article by Kennedy Hall. We are all anti-vaxxers now. And that's, of course, said in tongue in cheek to anybody who even questions that maybe we should think before we take a vaccine. Each person can individually decide if in their situation it's okay, just from the health aspects, not the religious aspects. Now you're an anti-vaxxer if you say that. And so, yeah, we should do things to help those, help those companies and organizations that are trying to actually help us with COVID through morally unproblematic means. Hannah says, praying that I can avoid the vaccine in my current situation overseas. It will require for all in the coming weeks. Hannah, we're praying for you as well. People, and she says travel internationally be required. Please pray for Hannah and people like her. I mean, there's a lot of different situations. Not always employer. She says she's living internationally, traveling internationally. They require vaccines in some places. So pray for her. So God bless you, Hannah. Okay, what else we got here? Andrew says, there are more people that one realizes which have not been vaccinated nor want the vaccine than one realizes. Some public unions are resistant, even port military positions, i.e. pilots. Yeah, I've heard that. In fact, this is interesting. I heard that the post office is not under this requirement of federal employees get vaccinated because the post office union has fought against it. So good for them. I'm going to say hi to my post. The next time I see my post office, postal delivery, I'll tell her, good job. You know, keep resisting. So, and of course, Erica says she begged her parish to give her a religious exemption and they flat out refused. I mean, live in California, that's terrible. That's just terrible. I mean, any priest or bishop who refuses to sign a religious exemption that they're asked for the COVID vaccine, I just, you're failing in your duty. So you got to do that. Well, thank you for all the comments, those and others. I'm going to leave it here. Our time's up. We're trying to go about half an hour, but let me just reiterate what I said at the beginning. We need employers, resist as best you can. Employees, don't go along. Make your employer's life miserable trying to enforce this as best you can, and look for another job if you have to. Look to maybe even live in another state if you have to. And everyone else, we need to pray and fast for brothers and sisters who are facing these issues. And we need to give them material support in any way we can. Support those who are losing their jobs. Do everything you can to help them out. Let's form community support and really be the body of Christ. I mean, that's the thing here. We're called to be the body of Christ. We're called to help our brothers and sisters. Let's actually put that into practice today. This is how we can be remembered. In the early church, one of the things that led to the flowering of the faith was that when plagues would hit towns, the Catholics would go in and they minister to those who were sick. And that really was such a great witness to the world. Well, here's our opportunity to be a great witness to the world. How do we support those who are being oppressed by our federal government, by our state government, by employees, employers, or whoever the case may be? How do we support them? That's going to be our witness to the world. Okay, well, that's it for now. Until next time, God love you.